Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so Jeopardy is on Netflix, and you're excited because, of course, Jeopardy is on Netflix, and it's exciting. And you say to your SO, hey, let's watch these Tournaments of Champions on Netflix. And your SO goes, no, I don't want to do that. And you're like, well, why not? And they're like, I just don't want to watch it. And so you're like, okay. And you decide, like, I'm going to sneak this by myself. And so you're watching, and then you see an episode where they are one of the contestants. Do you watch the episode without them?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick.
What question? Of course you watch it.
No, but you, I think you talked to him about it first. Because, like, what if they shit their pants on television?
I mean, clearly from their sketchy behavior, they don't want you to watch it. So this is one of those, do you ask when you know the answer is something you don't want? Or you just do it and then claim ignorance?
I think you make a whole big deal about confessing and act way more guilty than you actually feel. Where you're just like, I'm so sorry. I know that you said
this
you didn't want to watch it.
After watching it.
No, you don't watch it yet. Okay. But you know it's queued up.
Right.
And you're just like, I have to tell you something. I feel horrible. You like, oh, pour it on. I feel so bad that I did this. But I didn't really get what you were saying when you told us, said not to watch the episodes. And so I was watching and then I saw your name. Is that how you said it? Or
you see their face?
You see them and their first name. Right.
So they're in the thumbnail. And I was like, I saw you in the thumbnail.
No, the thumbnail's too neat because okay. That means that you could see it without like turning it
okay,
on.
So okay, you're so watching. You turn it on. You're watching, and then
yeah.
So you're like you get through the first part.
I mean, and it's just because they show you who the three champions are.
So
at the
I paused
yeah.
it.
So before any of the intros, before any of
you
that.
Never, and then I would be like, you never told me you were on Jeopardy.
And then the question is why?
Yeah, but you don't ask why. You can't ask
just,
why.
I would just watch it. I know maybe that's wrong, but
it's not
I
wrong.
Would.
Can I tell you something? This yeah. is what happens. You do your thing, right? You're like, oh, why? And they're like, I really flubbed and I messed up and I just don't want you to watch it. Turns out what you don't know is that in their intro, they say they have a wife and kid.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They've
yeah.
got this it's something whole in the other life.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they shit themselves, which could also be true.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think it's something in the pattern. I think they said they embarrass themselves. Because like, who cares if you lose at Tournament of Champions? Like losing at
yeah.
regular Jeopardy,
that's in
that
right.
might be embarrassing. Like you might, but like you got to Tournament of Champions.
There are
fine.
Some people who end a Tournament of Champions episode with $0.
Yeah,
wow.
but that's
fine.
That's an embarrassing.
Or what if they accidentally say the N-word or something? Like something
right,
really
right.
bad.
I'm saying, yes.
I don't think that episode's making it to Netflix.
You know, it probably isn't. It probably isn't.
Okay,
probably
there's
wrote,
a lot of like
they wrote
layers.
The N word because they really thought the answer to Final Jeopardy was the N word.
Oh
they wrote
God.
The N word, then they crossed it out, and then they were like scrambling as fast as they could, but they ran out of time.
But also, like, and I think the producers hoped that people just wouldn't be able to tell what the word
Which
was,
you
but
tell.
You know their handwriting.
Yes, yes.
So you That's are like, oh, you Ugh. Fucking wrote the N-word? Like, we gotta break up.
Wait,
or,
hold on.
Or maybe they demonstrate that they know something or have expertise in a field that they've pretended to not, know anything about?
That's, like, I'm more that's likely to break up with you for that.
Okay, okay, yeah,
that's
for
weird, that. Right?
Okay, how about this?
That's
about
on record.
This?
That's on record.
So okay, you guys recently had a really bad like plumbing issue. Your toilet was overflowing, blah, yeah, blah, blah. And they were like, ugh, like, I don't even want to deal with that. I just don't know anything about plumbing. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is like crazy tough. Like, can you please just help me like call my like,
here, hurry, no, hurry, hurry.
And they're just like, I don't want to do it. And they're like watching TV in the other room.
Right.
And then so you're just like, that was weird. Like,
and then on their episode of Jeopardy, they sweep the category.
Yeah, sweep plumbing.
Yeah.
Well, and they say in their patter.
Yeah, I'm really good at plumbing.
I'm a real big plumbing enthusiast.
They could be like maybe like the most second famous plumber there ever was.
Or what if they're like aggressively
I try.
Or what if they're like aggressively hitting on one of the other contestants?
Yeah.
During the pattern.
Just sparks flying. And you know that person too.
What?
Like, wait a minute.
That's so much better.
Danny, you met Danny at the Tournament of Champions? He's at every fucking barbecue, every ugly sweater party.
Right. And then you know that the two of them had this shared Jeopardy secret.
And like chemistry out the butthole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what? The fact that they wanted this to be a secret.
Yeah.
It means there's some guilt of something.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so
that
does that mean you have to watch the episode or you have to not watch the episode?
I don't think it matters if you watch the episode. The problem is still there.
Yeah, but the point is, if you don't watch the episode, we just pitched like half a dozen different crazy problems that there could be. You don't know.
Right.
So now your mind is working overtime, imagining why didn't this person want me to watch their Jeopardy episode?
This conversation is their like inner monologue as they're like going to sleep. They're like, it could be this. It could be this thing. It could be this.
Did well, and then you tell your friends, and then they say exactly these words to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like.
Well, and also, it's only a matter of time before your friends just watch the. Because
it's on Netflix.
Netflix has Jeopardy.
Like, yeah. I want to tell you that I wouldn't do that. I can't tell you that.
I think Kelly, 4 for 4 across the board.
Yeah, I think
we're
all would do it.
Yeah.
I might let Kelly do it first.
If it's like me on there or if it's Micah.
No, I'm saying it's Patrick's girlfriend.
Oh, I'm watching instantly.
Oh, yeah.
If it's one of your guys' SO and I see that, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking
No, but I already told you it's like a big secret.
Oh.
There's, so, it's a little murky.
But it's also like big secret, whatever, it's on Netflix. Like there are going to be people in your life that end up watching it and then like texting and be like, hey, I didn't know that your SO was on Jeopardy.
And a racist.
What if they say, okay, what if it is something like silly, like they biffed the question really bad and it was like the darkest moment of their lives and they're really embarrassed about it and they have a lot of shame and they're just like, I just don't want you to see it.
Right.
Can you resist watching it?
Here's the thing. I don't think I can resist watching it no matter what.
Really?
Like, I think I have to watch it.
Wow.
So we just
see
need to
you, babe.
You any...
I love you.
I oh, God. Love you. I want to see your darkest moment. What if you're with someone who's in a horrible viral video where they vomited on their prom date?
I would watch that.
Even though they said, I really would rather you never see me like that?
I'd say, like, I really have to, though. I'm sorry. I love shit like that. I love that more than Jeopardy, even.
And more than this person, apparently.
No. I love them, too, for
did
all.
Did you know that, I think Ryan knows this because we've talked about this on Hellmouthy, but I was in a, like prank, like, viral video thing.
Were you the prankster? Or were you the mark?
I was the mark.
Really?
What happened?
So, I mean, it was like very dumb and not very funny. And I'm not just saying that because I was like, it was like, oh, like you think this is a hilarious prank. It actually happened during law school, which sucked because then, people are very catty in law school. It's very similar to high school or middle school. And people were passing around that video and like, they were like, oh my God, is this you? And like making jokes about me on email threads and stuff.
Yeah,
very
cool.
It was really tight. And like, I knew at that point that was like where I wanted to be.
Right. Sometimes you just know.
And so basically like they were interviewing me about like news, but then during the like breaks while they were fixing the camera, the interviewer would say like really weird stuff to me. And they tried to make me look like a slut basically.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, they were like, oh, like she'd be like, oh, I just love when guys like fuck me really hard, don't you? And I was like, oh, okay. And it was like literally like her saying stuff and me being like, cool. And then they were like, oh my God, like look at what, like it was like all of these guys, like they did it to a bunch of guys too.
Yeah.
Like being slimy to her.
Right.
And then like me just kind of being like, oh. And there was like one point where she's like, oh, I was dating a guy and he was just like such a meth addict. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, we've all dated guys like that, I guess. And like,
yeah, you were just being
that nice. Was the thing that everybody like latched onto. And like to me, I just felt like,
like you're having a conversation with a human being. You have to like at least pretend to meet them halfway.
Well, also like here was my thought, and I know this is like me being like bitchy with 2020 hindsight and whatever. But also I was like, oh, what a like uncreative way to prank someone. Like that's like having someone say, I don't know, that like that she like dated a meth addict and then have me be like just awkward. Like,
yeah,
is not.
I mean, it's Sacha Baron Cohen's career.
It's Sacha Baron. And it but also is what Punk'd was like. But that's funny because Justin Timberlake, you never expect him to think his house has been stolen.
Yeah.
So it's funny when it happened.
But also like
when Katie was pretty solid.
No, you know what I mean? Like, but Kelly is just Kelly was just a person.
Yeah.
Like we all should be nice to each other as like a social contract.
The thing is, I think good pranks should have like elaborate like narratives.
That's
and
what
props
I think.
And stunts
yeah,
and stuff
I think
like
it
that.
Should
like,
be
Punk'd
more impressive.
Was great. Scare Tactics was great.
Yeah.
Or
Impractical Jokers, even like I would
I
say
seen it.
Is like I mean I've only seen clips of it.
Mm. I've seen it. It's fine.
It's fine, but
and
it, better
and
than
usually
this.
The joke is on the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
yeah,
the
yeah.
person who's being pranked is in on it. Yes, the audience is reacting to this person acting like a fool, but
wait,
like
what?
The. So what it is one person has a mic. And mm-hmm. The other
they're the pranker.
Guys, yeah. And they'll like make them, one I saw was like they have to pitch video games. And so one of the video games they had to pitch, which actually sounded pretty good, was Clark Kent. Like you play Superman, but you're not Superman. You play Clark Kent and you like go. And so we had to pitch to the video game
awesome.
Executives this thing. But like the guy who's pitching
yeah.
is the Joker.
Yeah, right. He has
so
to keep a straight face.
So
he has
to keep a straight face and he has to like try to like.
Right, and he looks like an idiot.
Yeah, so yeah. like, yes, he's is mm-hmm. involving other people in his prank or his practical joke, but like the joke is on him. The joke isn't on those people.
Right.
Which that's the part of, except, like I said, Punk'd because they're famous, so they get away. They should have it. It should happen to them. But like, regular people don't deserve, Kelly didn't deserve that. Right.
No, not at all.
And also, like, I don't think I did anything that embarrassing, and also it wasn't like that
you're just
crazy
pissed
of a prank.
That your peers latched onto it and like spread it around and made it like a mountain yeah. out of a molehill, essentially.
Yeah, and also I was like, oh, but that's like not that funny or creative. Mm-hmm. I think that was my thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
what if Micah wanted to show that to everyone who came in the house?
Like, you had to watch it before coming in.
Like, he was like, oh,
there's a
guys,
monitor
guys, you know
outside
Kelly
the door.
Was in a video. I gotta show you. Ugh. And every time, because like, what would you do?
Well, I guess it would be similar to law school because people were like emailing it to the entire 1L class, which was.
Right,
like
but he's
hundreds
proud
of people.
Of you. He's not making fun
oh,
of you.
Oh, he's proud.
He's oh, like, I girl. Like, look, this girl's trying to bait her. Look at my girl. She's so dope. That's my mic impression.
Yeah. I would need to
it's
talk
dead
to
on, by the way.
I would need to talk to him about like just taste and like also like
Micah, when did you start saying dope all the time?
Like, I just
it's hecka cool. Don't worry.
You know what other video game probably sounded like a joke when it was pitched?
What?
Super Smash Brothers. There's a new one. It's
Yay.
Out today.
Ultimate.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Ryan, you'd previously asked me if I was going to take the day off to Smash.
I did say that.
I'm not going to. I'm going to wait. I feel like I've got weeks and weeks ahead of me to Smash.
You have the holidays, dude.
Yeah.
That's
you
like
have
a great
holidays, you have years to Smash. Because no, people have been,
yes.
are playing older versions of this game.
Oh, yeah.
All, like, this is not
people
a game
play,
that people,
people still
get
play
tired
the GameCube
of.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's because it's a rumble of a royal rumble of sorts
of sorts,
so really you're playing against the other people you're playing, like you're not playing against a CPU,
right?
I think you can
also, okay. Yeah,
but like it's not, it's the way achievements happen, it's more like a sports game, it's more like Madden,
right,
which you can play perennially.
Yeah, it's like a set of tools that everyone, yes. can use, and there's like 70 characters in the game, like it's huge. And yeah, we're going to play it forever. So I don't need to take the day off for it.
If there's 70 characters, you know what that means?
What's that?
Infinite ships.
Oh my God.
I know, that is going to be some good fuel in the future.
I had so mm-hmm. much fun going through all the names. Because there's so many. 70 is a lot, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's like everyone you can imagine, characters. Plus some people you're like, oh, okay.
I also interpreted our topic very differently.
Yeah. So did I.
Okay,
actually.
Okay, so.
Because I was like, I did not look at that roster. Yeah. Okay.
So Mogi, you have like a literal bracket,
and you were like, who can I?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I spent a lot of time thinking about this because we should have done a bracket.
The topic is Smash Ships.
Yeah. Smash Ships. And right. Per usual, we just left it sitting there with no explanation, so everyone could interpret it as they would. So I went through the bracket. And there's lots of obvious ones. There's, you know, we've talked about Mario and Bowser and how they could find each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. If only for Bowsette.
If only for Bowsette to be the linchpin. Yeah. So we've talked about a lot of these things. I think that I wanted to solve a problem that is a perennial Mario related problem.
Okay.
And that problem is Luigi.
Yeah. Luigi got problem.
Because he's always going to be second.
Mm-hmm.
He's got he likes adventure, but he's not really lead. He doesn't really go. He goes on his, like, what is it called? Ghost adventures?
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion. Yeah,
but he's really scared of those adventures.
it's so cute. He sings the music of the game to himself to comfort himself.
Man,
he's
that
so
is
scared.
Dark.
He's, yeah.
That actually sounds adorable.
It is.
It's
adorable.
The cutest.
I think he needs, because I think he could have a great time with Sonic. Sonic and he.
Whoa. Ultimate betrayal.
Brothers
this is
X.
Some Montague Capulet shit.
Yeah. I think he and Sonic could have a good time, but Sonic is not a partner for anyone.
No.
Sonic is going to run away.
No, Star
and here's
Boy.
The thing that concerns me. Sonic, I don't think, would have any qualms about fucking one brother and then the next should the opportunity arise.
He would probably
arise.
Spend a lot of time making jokes. I did air quotes. Jokes about the two brothers together.
Yeah.
And it gets so old.
So, like, yep. So they could have a fun time, but it's not forever. The person I think that Luigi could come home to after his adventures with Mario and his adventures hunting ghosts, who would really provide a stable environment for him,
uh-huh.
a healthy environment, an environment that is almost featureless, is, can you guys guess?
The villager?
That's an interesting guess.
From Animal Crossing?
That's a good guess, because I thought about it. But no.
Is it the Wii Fit trainer?
What?
They're both standard game people.
Yeah.
They're both kind of number two because you have to pick which trainer you get. So
right.
It's sort of like a Mario Luigi woman man thing.
But it defaults to the woman. The
it
man,
does
the man
so,
is
like,
the secondary
She would
costume.
Be the alpha in yeah. the relationship. But they would have a very
Luigi
stable.
Is always the beta in yeah. any relationship. Yeah.
Even with ghosts.
Yes.
So yeah, so it's Wii Fit trainer and Luigi. I think they would just have a good life together. I think they would she'd go to work, he would go on his adventures, and then they'd come home, she'd cook him a healthy, sensible meal.
I think Luigi could like benefit from some like routine like that.
Yes.
You know, that she would be like, okay, we're going to exercise this morning, and he'd be like, oh no, but then he would do it and it would be good for him.
Also, like, I could see them having a really like nice, quiet, peaceful life together. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they have like a nice yard that they both tend. Like, I think she understands what it's like to be, you know, overlooked.
Sure. Yes.
And so I think she's like, you know what? It's like, I think she does little treats for him sometimes, and he does little treats for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows what it's like for everyone to have lost their Wii balance board under their parents' couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just one of the four little things at the bottom of it. You have to use your husband.
Yep.
So she knows.
She knows.
And I think she's never going to want, because that's when I was looking at all these 70 people. I think almost every other one, sorry, Luigi, would want Luigi to change.
Yeah,
and I think she would be accepting of who Luigi is and what Luigi is.
Well, also bettering him. She would turn that haunted mansion into a home.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, that's true.
As a, you know, like trainer, physical trainer, you kind of see people at their base as a career.
Yep.
You know, it's like a skill you have to have. Like, this is where someone is. Accept that about them. Acknowledge their limitations while still pushing them. Yeah. No, she sounds nice.
I think that's good. That's good, right?
Yeah. That's really good.
I also want to see them battle. So,
right,
Patrick, when you get the game,
yeah,
have me over.
I'm going to bring it over to your crafting thing the next day.
Yes, this was my dream.
Oh, craft cool, Dark canceled. Samus. I haven't even looked at this.
Oh
list,
yeah, there's
actually.
Amazing.
The roster's enormous.
Okay,
it goes on forever.
What if
Luigi doesn't need to make this pose though?
Yeah, that's one of his attacks.
He's making like a back that ass up pose.
Yeah, he's swinging his butt around.
Look at his little tum tum.
Okay, and what's the name? Because we decided she was the cute princess when we played Mario Party. The like
Daisy.
Daisy
or Rosalina.
Rosalina.
Oh, yeah.
Rosalina. I was trying to find Rosalina a boyfriend. I wanted to give Luigi to Rosalina. I wanted to hook them up, but I think she's too much for him.
Yeah, I mean, she's like the queen of the stars. Like, so she needs someone that can, like, run
okay,
with
what
her.
What about... I'm sorry. This is not what the topic is, but... Who are you going to say?
I was going to say Dark Samus.
Did that work?
Maybe.
I don't think Dark Samus.
I love a giant woman.
Right. Keep going.
Aren't both of them kind of big? Stop. Aren't both of them kind of, like, tall? Like, super tall?
I mean, Samus is
like, 8 feet tall.
She's not 8 feet tall.
Aww. She's crushing my dreams. What is she?
But I mean, Dark Samus is not actually Samus. Dark Samus is like...
See, I didn't know this.
The energy of this planet, now that I can't remember the name of, that makes itself into the shape of Samus and like tries to fight her.
Really?
Yeah. So she might be 8 feet tall.
Oh, you know who's hot enough for Rosalie?
Who's hot enough for Rosalina?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He is really hot.
Rosalina and Star Fox.
And he's like kind of like scampy.
He's so scampy. Yeah.
He's so shrimp scampy.
Yeah. And they're not, they would like go to Luigi and Weefit's house like for brunch. But as soon as they left, they'd be like, I'm so glad we don't live like that.
Right.
Like
they would talk shit about them and then go on space adventures.
Yes.
Who is Lucina?
She is from Fire Emblem.
She's pretty.
She's great, and the game that she's from is awesome.
Dope. She looks, like, really cool. I like her boots. I'm just looking at the roster now.
No, the roster is amazing.
Oh, Ganondorf looks like he's nasty, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he and Bowser?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally.
Because Bowser just needs an outlet. I think after we had that conversation, I feel like Bowser is just sexually frustrated. I think that's the big problem.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously, like...
He's addressing it in inappropriate ways.
Yes, he's doing it inappropriate. But I don't think Peach would even have... If Peach fell in love with him, it would not solve his problem.
No, not at all.
It's more complicated. Okay, well, also... And I'm sorry, I know no one else interpreted it this way. So.
No, I don't. I'm happy to go on this.
No,
train.
This is good.
Another one I was thinking about. What about Peach?
Yeah,
and Zelda.
Peach and Zelda.
Interesting.
Like they're both princesses,
right?
They both have like dudes trying to come at like make them their center of their lives, but they all both like have their own thing going.
So Zelda. Or at least the version of Zelda that's in this.
Yes.
Is so there's the Sheik character, which is disguised Zelda from Ocarina of Time.
Right.
But this is the first game where they've like separated where those characters are from. So it's like Sheik from Ocarina of Time and Zelda from A Link Between Worlds. So like, do you still want to go with the Zelda or with like the Sheik, like the more action Zelda?
Mm. Okay, I think it's Love Triangle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think Peach
is a love triangle with two Zeldas?
With two Zeldas.
A love Triforce?
A love Triforce! And poor Link, he like thinks it's a square.
Oh yeah.
So he keeps coming around. He's like, it's a square.
He's out in the yard killing all the fucking bad guys while they're
in the yard. He's in the yard.
What do you call it at a castle? What, castles can't have a yard?
Why are the bad guys in the yard?
I've spent a lot of time in the yard in the newest Super Mario.
Yeah.
The yard at Peach's castle.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun out there.
Yeah. It's a lot of yard. It's where you can hang out with Yoshi.
Oh, it's a half acre at least.
It's probably like 30 acres.
Castle grounds are expansive.
It's a lot. But yeah, I think Link thinks that Peach has a soft spot for him, but he doesn't get it.
There are some of these that I do not like the idea of them
fighting.
Shipping them with
anybody.
Okay,
like who? Like baby. There's some baby ones.
Yeah,
like Bowser Jr.
There's baby Link too.
Yeah, Toon Link.
He's just young. Well, there's Toon Link, and there's both. Young and Toon.
Young Link, I see now. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Like Mewtwo, I'm not.
Well, I don't want to ship any Pokemon with anything.
Not Mr. Game & Watch is...
Okay, what about Kirby and Jigglypuff?
Aw, they would be like pillows.
They would be pillows. It's platonic. They don't have genitals.
Yeah,
they
sure.
But sometimes Kirby gets...
Genitals?
Teeth.
Yeah, sometimes Kirby gets teeth. So then Kirby just like softly nibbles all of the outside.
That's the thing. So weird. But I mean, hey, if that's their thing.
Yeah. All the more power to
them. Okay, so do we have any final thoughts about any Smash characters?
I'm in support of all the ones that you pitched, Monkey.
Yeah, Ryan, you pitched some really good ones.
The only other thing that I would note is that there was one time that I was in the park seeing a Shakespeare play. I don't remember what play now. And Sarah and I were talking about video games.
Yes.
And a little boy in front of us turned around and said, "Excuse me, are you talking about Mario?" And we were like, "Yes, we are."
How may that we help so you, sir? Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about Smash Brothers. And I was like, "Okay, we can talk about Smash." Yeah. And you know, so we were like listing characters that we liked, and then he got really worked up, really excited, and said, "I like Pit because he's handsome."
Yay!
So I ship that little boy with Pit.
Okay, good
Pit?
For him.
Pit is the Kid Icarus main character. He's like the little angel boy.
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah.
He's a handsome little boy.
He's a handsome little boy.
He's not a handsome little boy who likes, oh, that's so nice.
I love it.
He looks a little older.
Who?
Than Pit? A Pit? Kid in this. Yeah. Hold on. Because I just saw
Man Icarus.
He just seems like kind of, goodness. Let's see,
oh,
Pit.
Boy.
Well, that little boy's going to be a man someday.
That's true. I mean, this was.
Somehow I'll make a man out of you.
Okay, so do we have
that song is so fucking good.
He just seems like, yeah,
like he's boyish.
He's boyish. He's more boyish than like Ryu.
Can I see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's cute though.
He's not my type, but
and then there's Dark Pit.
How many
who, I think
angels
I like Dark
are
Pit.
Your type?
Who's your favorite angel? Go now.
Oh, Tilda Swinton from Constantine.
Here's
that's
where
pretty good.
That's
you creep.
That's completely
what?
On
She's
brand.
Fucking awesome.
Ew, you know who I bet is nasty? King Dedede. I bet you he does. He's like he reminds me of Bowser. No, yeah. I mean not Bowser. Squirtle. How Squirtle kind of has that like I'm nasty vibe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
they've got the same fucking head.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about Squirtle is. We know Squirtle's got a nasty vibe because he poke evolves into Bulbasaur. And Bulbasaur.
No, he does,
he does not.
Bulbasaur.
Well, what's the Blastoise?
Blastoise.
Yeah. That's the one.
And
Blastoise is a fuck it. He fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man. You know he ejaculates out those cannons?
Yeah, like a fucking motherfucker.
So gross.
He's fucking twisted. Like sex maniac,
I think,
is the term.
I've been noticing that some of the Pokemon, I feel like, are like weird, freaky sex demons. After I've been like playing a lot of Pokemon Let's Go, I'm just like, oh, I don't want any piece of
like a Mr. Mime or.
I don't need Mr. Mime. I don't need to ever interact with Mr. Mime. I pretty much I don't like any of the humanoid ones.
Yeah, they're upsetting. Like Jinx.
Yeah, or like Machop and Machamp. Like, I don't really need those ones.
It is weird when you walk into a room. There's a room on the SSN where there's like a dude and a big. It's whichever the evolved Machamp is. Machamp.
Or Machop. Wait, Machomp?
I don't know. I don't know.
you guys are speaking gibberish to me.
The lumpy, like strong guy.
Yeah, the one with four arms.
Yeah, the
yes.
young.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
Machamp, I think.
Okay,
right, and then Machop is like the one that looks like the little, you know, in Galaxy Quest, those little like children things that are
yeah.
like, yeah,
yeah.
they look like that
with like the butts that are a little too detailed.
Yeah, the detailed butts, and then if they have like ridges for hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
The point is, you walk in and there's like a dude and his Pokemon in like the room together, and none of the characters are animated in Pokemon Let's Go. So everyone's just standing there like they're waiting for you to leave.
Oh.
It happens a lot. Like sometimes it'll just be someone like hanging out with their Pokemon in their house.
Yeah.
And you just barge into their house. And it's like, it is upsetting when it's them and a humanoid one. Cause then you're like, what's up?
Like, like who's fucking who in this?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on?
Like, it's okay when they're like, oh, my Pikachu is cute. And you're like, it is cute.
Yeah, that's fine. I've got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Pet that Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him he's good.
Anyway.
So smash ships.
Smash ships.
So I've got a smash ship that is not related to Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
It is related instead to the Smashing Pumpkins.
Ah.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with the Tonight Tonight video?
Mm-hmm. It's like based on the Trip to the Moon film
Are
from
you
the
shipping
1930s.
Some cheese moons?
No, I'm shipping the couple that goes on the adventure in this video.
Yeah. Okay.
So they get on this like airship kind of thing that like sails them off, and it's like just going by the moon, right? And everyone is like, "Oh, the moon! Look, the moon looks great." And then these two with their little like umbrellas, like kind of go out on the observation deck, and they're like looking down, and they're like, "Do you want to go check out the moon?" And they're like, yeah, I want to check out the moon. They jump out of the moon. Amazing. They jump out of the blimp, whatever, and like open their umbrella so they can like glide down and see the moon together.
That's cute.
And they see the moon. They fight moon men. Yep. They get trapped by the moon men. And then just like by breaking out of the ropes or something.
Yeah, I think they wiggle from the ropes. Yeah. And then we find out that moon men evaporate if touched by an umbrella.
Right, which is something that she discovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he puts up his dukes like he's going to fight the moon men. And she's just like, nah, smacks him with an umbrella and poof, they're gone.
Smashes them, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And then they take a rocket from the moon to the ocean and they like meet the king of the sea and like he shows them a show with an octopus. They have a great day and a great date.
No, it's amazing.
I love this couple.
It's a good date. Could you imagine if that was a first date?
Oh, man.
You would know. You know what I mean? You'd be like, this is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Because you could tell your grandkids about that. First
and also, like, you know, oh, God, like, what adventures you'll go on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you kind of have to marry them because you want to tell this story forever.
Got it.
Yeah.
You can't tell your grandkids about, like, oh,
this guy I went on a date with, we went to the moon, man. No, you got to marry this guy.
You got to marry him just for the story.
Yeah. That's how people used to, you have a good date, you have to marry him was a rule in the 30s.
Right.
I think in the 30s, the rule was just, you have to marry him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like any circumstance like, we can imagine.
Are you 20? You have to marry him. You're so old.
You ugly slut.
Side note, this is also, I think, the best. I like the Smashing Pumpkins, like aesthetically speaking.
Mm.
They all look so fucking cool in the video.
They do look cool. I have a soft spot for the 1979 video.
Yeah, I like that. Like, I feel like that's it.
I mean, I like the song, but the video, I feel like, captures it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the video is just
an
like
adventure. Like, that's
kids driving around.
Yeah,
right?
I'd go on that night.
Yeah.
I've had that night.
Oh,
that
yeah,
night.
Me too. They had some good videos.
Yeah,
they did. That's and then good songs.
Yeah.
They did have good songs. Pity Billy Corgan is who he is.
Oh. You know, he's a big Cubs booster, so.
No.
But he's a what?
Cubs
he
booster?
Likes the he Cubs, like, so that's okay?
Oh.
No, he's not okay. I'm just saying another thing about
him. Facts.
Anyway, my smash.
Hit us with it.
Backpedaling out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is about two little children who are just super cute. And one of them is so upset and distraught about how she can't handle her crush. And so she's constantly talking about how she wants to smash and pulverize and destroy and slap this cute boy's little face. And this is Louise Belcher and Boo Boo from Boys
Oh
for
my
Now
God, I agree.
Bob's Burgers.
I like that.
Yeah.
She Boo-boo loves him so much and doesn't know why and can't handle it. And to Boo Boo's credit, he's super cool with it.
Yeah.
He engages with this random fan who physically assaults him like four separate times and is always very nice. I like them and I want to see more Boo Boo and Louise stuff as the years go on.
I love Louise.
Yeah,
me
she's
too.
Great.
Yeah, she's great. That's a good ship.
That's a good ship.
Good smashing ship.
Okay. So I have a pro and anti ship.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Kelly's struggling with her phone right now.
Okay. So the one I like is Crash Bandicoot and Aku Aku because they always hang out together and go on adventures together. And Aku Aku watches out for Crash and Crash like takes Aku Aku on all these really cool adventures. And the thing that is kind of shitty about their relationship is that Aku Aku is a spirit that is trapped in the mask or like is now a mask. Like I'm not really sure.
Sure, it's a little bit like shipping Aladdin with the genie, where you're like,
right.
Do you have a choice in this matter?
And is this smash it because his name rhymes with smash?
No, because he smashes things all the time.
Yeah,
he smashes
crates.
Like crates.
Oh, I sure. see.
That's his main thing, is that he smashes crates. Mm. He also like...
Gets smashed by crates.
Gets smashed by crates and like runs into mangoes.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
and then they go, whoop,
yeah.
And fly into your mango counter.
And I think Aku Aku like always, like he cheers him on.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it is a little bit, I think they need to like each have like their own time for a second so that maybe the power can kind of balance.
Yeah.
Because I do think that sometimes Crash takes advantage, like, or not, takes him for granted, takes Aku Aku for granted.
Oh, I would, yeah, I don't think that Crash like considers another person's feelings almost ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he did, would he wear those jorts?
Because nobody likes seeing them.
No. If he would just stop and think about how we feel.
Well, you think everyone who wears jorts is a narcissist?
Like specifically those jorts. Yeah, that he's wearing. He's wearing a very specific type of jort.
Yeah.
I have a pitch for a good like companion for Aku Aku.
Okay.
When they do like alone time.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Olmec from Legend of the Hidden Temple? Like Crash can run to the Hidden Temple, drop him. Olmec is the gigantic head.
The talking head who's like kind of the co-host of the show.
Yeah. He like reads all the clues and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they'd have a good time. I think he also gets worked too hard.
Yeah.
No one is really taking, like, giving him appreciation.
Is that limiting, though, to just, like, ship one head with just another head?
I think they would have a lot to talk about because they're, like, both sort of that, like, you know, we're 1,000-year-old, like...
Sure.
I don't know. I like when people have stuff in common.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
maybe it is a bit... Am I being, like...
I don't know.
Like racist something.
Yeah, I'm being, yeah, like...
Look, heads should date other heads.
Well, this is for the break
This is for a friendship.
This is friendship. All
right. Here's what I think they do. So here's... So Crash is, like... you know, he's always going on his adventures, and Aku Aku's like, well, so I, like, got us these tickets to Sandals. And Crash is like, I don't want to relax. And then they're like, you know what?
Also, I already live in paradise.
I know. And so he's like, I need to take a break. And the thing is, Crash doesn't realize that Aku Aku wants a place where, even though they already live in paradise, Aku Aku wants a place where he's going to be like pampered.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
Where he can be off for a goddamn second.
Exactly. So Aku Aku's like, okay, fine, we'll take a break. And then is like walking around with these two tickets to Sandals. And he like is walking around in the ruins, sees Olmec, and is like, hey, I don't want you to think this is me hitting on you. I just have an extra ticket, and I just thought maybe we could hang out at Sandals. We don't have to. It's true. I do have a couple massages lined up. But,
a light sanding.
Right. But food's included and drinks are included. So it'll be fun.
Oh, so you got to go.
Yeah.
And so Olmec's like, cool. And then it turns out they have so much in common. They're friends. I don't think they hook up, but they have like very deep conversations.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think relationships, what do you call them? Sexy relationships? Romantic relationships?
Sexy.
What do you call them?
Oh, yikes. God. Yikes, Colin.
I think there is now, I love that, first of all.
Yeah.
Now there's going to be the thing for Aku Aku where, because they didn't hook up, because it would have been wrong, that's always gonna be there.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess that's just sort of part of life. Like, you know,
well,
You think he can bring that energy like back to Crash?
Oh yeah, no, Crash is getting it after he comes back from Sandals. Yeah. He's all relaxed, but he's also got a lot of like
pent up,
like 4 days in paradise and not like rubbing mass.
Yeah, I think I think that they do flirt a lot. Olmec and Aku Aku, but they're not gonna hook up.
They know where the line is.
I think Olmec probably has like a lost love from thousands of years ago.
That's probably right. Olmec can't.
Maybe one of those spirits that like guards the temple.
Yeah, they can never touch
the temple guards.
Yeah,
those goofy guys.
Yeah,
man,
it's tough.
What's your anti smash?
Everybody from the 1996 movie Crash. Have you seen that movie?
Wait,
the one where people fuck.
I mean, this sounds like you did. Spader. You did crash ships.
You here's did the thing. Do crash ships.
No,
and not smash ships. Everyone ended up abandoned me.
Here's the thing. But it turns out. Here's the thing. They love it when cars get smashed.
No. Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.